You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
For the diocese.
I have indeed.
Good morning, listeners, and thank you for staying with us here on Real Presence Live today. It is Thursday, January 22nd, and we are broadcasting live from St. Anne's Catholic Church in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm Karen Slinsky, along with Father Craig Hochalter, the pastor here, and beautiful show so far, Father. Wonderful guests, obviously Father Bauck and Father Sattler and now Rachel Brash. Fantastic. And now two more wonderful guests. And again, remember that you can go back and listen to our podcast at realpresenceradio.com if you missed anything this morning, because they were good interviews.
Well, and they, you know, they're connected with the resources. And so, you mm-hmm. know, in radio it can be difficult. You're driving or you're in and out of buildings or whatever it might be, and you miss details. And so I know with regard to Father Sattler's books and with regard to the information about the UMary Academies in nursing, elementary education, and accounting, and then the two humanities in both the Ham School of Engineering, there's a lot in there. And so go back to our podcast, to our listeners, and maybe at the end of the show, after the tech preview, we can outline some of those things. I wrote most of the notes down, so we want to be good to our, out of charity to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Speaking of charity, speaking of students, and speaking of the good God who we worship day in and day out at His Most Holy Altar, we have the Director of Worship of the Bismarck Diocese, Father Nick Schneider, and Mother Kiara of the Servants of the Children of Light from Mandan, North Dakota, with us. Mother, Father, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
It's fantastic. We have, I think, maybe a phone interview or two, Father, with you over the past decade, and Mother Kiara, I know, with you and Sister a year or two ago. It was a really blessed interview. I think I told Karen when you guys left, we should have them every time. Like, you know, like your staple, like side, like 10-minute interview, but I know you're humble and you probably won't say yes to that. So I think, you know, Father, we're going to start with you. As Director of Worship, there is so much out there. And as a priest and as a pastor, it's daily. It's a daily engagement. And of course it should be. We opened up today's show with protecting human life and our final end is divine life, communion with God. And He is so generous that He doesn't want us to wait for that. And so we have it in the Holy Eucharist. And that comes to us through our most solemn worship at Holy Mass. And so these things, I think, are good for interviews. Can you talk to us very shortly about how you, you know, responded to our Lord's invitation to become a priest, but in that called to another level of serving the church as in liturgy and being well-educated at a very high level in Rome, in it for the sake of the church. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of questions.
But people always want to know. It's like, why don't you ask him this? Now I do.
Yeah. So why don't I just start with how I came to study sacred liturgy?
Please.
It was an act of obedience. So we were preparing for, they call it second cycle studies. So you can complete your bachelor's degree in theology before you're ordained. And then you have a second cycle of studies, which can be a specialization of some kind, whether it's patristic theology or sacred scripture or canon law. And so Bishop Zipfel asked if I would be willing to study sacred liturgy. And my first response was, could we please consider something else? and he said, great, yes, we can do that. And then a few weeks later, I received an email that said, thank you for letting me know that you're interested in something else. You are assigned to study sacred liturgy in your second cycle. So, which is incredible. It's a moment in my priesthood where I learned how important obedience is, because I wound up loving the study so much, and it has been so important and nourishing for my priesthood, because in sacred liturgy, you wind up having to study theology and the fathers of the church and scripture, because everything of the Christian life comes together in our worship of God, and it's what we're made for as human beings. So I wound up, you know, going much deeper into theology, and it really, I think, has shaped my priesthood and given me that love. So thank God for obedience in the church.
Kidding.
As hard as it can be sometimes, thank God for it.
Mm-hmm. And now you were ordained in 2009, Father Schneider. And you've served now for a number of years through that education and the call into our new bishop, Bishop Kagan, And man, maybe, you know, a couple months ago, I said maybe we'll have another bishop when this interview comes, but not yet. We're still praying for Bishop Kagan's successor. Mm-hmm. You serve the local church, the Bismarck Diocese, as director of worship. And so one of these, there's a number of things out there, but we want to offer to the table and for the interview this morning the question of low-gluten hosts. Mm-hmm. And so in the case of parishioners who have, I think there's levels, and Mother Chiara, I know you receive the low-gluten host, and so you probably know the medical side more than I would, mm-hmm. but there's degrees of the allergy, right, in terms of just a fraction or none at all, or... So can you give to us, and Karen, maybe you can fill in the gaps exactly the question we're after, but there are low-gluten hosts, and they have just enough wheat that when we do what the Lord wants us to do, Jesus turns that bread into himself. And those who have such allergy are invited and should participate in that. Can you give us the framework of that, Father?
I think it begins with the question of valid matter for the sacrament. Because in order to confect the Eucharist, we need two things. We need bread that is made with wheat flour and water and no other ingredient. And then we need wine that is made from grape juice with no other added ingredients. And so those two things are necessary for valid matter for the Eucharist. And it's, you know, and that's by divine institution, by our Lord, you know, and so that can't be changed. And so when we talk about a low-gluten host, what's necessary is that it is a host that is made from only wheat flour and water, and the church has recognized that there is a medical condition that causes an allergy to gluten, and like you say, there are different degrees of that, and because of that, the church allows hosts to be manufactured that are just wheat flour and water, but where it goes through a process that removes the majority of the gluten from it. And there
very
are
good.
Interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
And
mm-hmm.
the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops are the ones who approve those, so they have to examine and make sure that they're manufactured in the proper way. And there are four approved manufacturers for those hosts for the U.S.
Can you name those four, Father?
Off the top of my head, I think I could get three of them. I think the fourth one, it's on the USCCB website, the Benedictine Sisters of Perpetual Adoration, Kavanaugh, lowglutenhosts.com, which is great.
Always.
And then the fourth one escapes me. There's, I think,
Polish?
Sisters from Poland, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You can always rely on the birthplace of Karol Wojtyła.
Yes, absolutely.
If we need something Catholic in origin.
You know, I'm Polish. Did you know that? But not Zelensky.
I did not know that.
My maiden name.
I am not Polish.
I know
no
you're
Polish
not.
In me at all. All German, Karen. Mother Chiara, you have like the allergy. Can you take us maybe just briefly through the degrees? You would know that, right? In terms of
yes, more or less. Well, of course, there's the celiac disease, and that of course the body cannot digest gluten at all. And so there are even various degrees of that particular disease. So there are some who can tolerate the low-gluten host, and so it's only 20 parts per million, which is a very, very small amount. But there are celiac, people who have celiac, who are not even able to tolerate the low-gluten host. In that case, oftentimes they receive the precious blood in accord with their pastor. Of course, then there's gluten intolerance, and that does have varying degrees as well. So some people with gluten intolerance are still able to tolerate the regular host, right, with the regular gluten content. Others are able to tolerate the low gluten host. So in my case, my gluten intolerance is fairly high, but I'm still able to tolerate the low gluten host, and it doesn't cause any adverse reactions, so to speak. But it's really in accord with your physician, because sometimes 20 parts per million, especially if you're a daily communicant, can be too much, because it will add up in the system and then cause those allergic reactions. So
interesting.
Well, so I'm glad you said that,
yes.
Mother
Chiara,
because as a pastor and as a priest, you begin the sensitivity is actually heightened in a person's world in the more devotion they show in honoring their desire to be daily communicants or attend Mass beyond Sunday. And so at the The question becomes maybe more important, I think, or maybe the gravity increases because they're so faithful. Mm-hmm. And as a, I think as a pastor, you're kind of invited to honor that, you know, mm-hmm. and not dismiss it, certainly not dismiss it, but in charity to I think, do research. So I'm glad on air in front of the three of you and with the many people listening, I know these elements.
I'm just curious. So how does that work, though? If they come to daily mass, and do they have to ask, like, for the low gluten?
Yeah, or? I mean, I don't think the practicalities are important because every pastor has the right to do some things differently. Mm-hmm. And this is in asking if Jesus is both God and man, which is dogmatic and revealed by him. Mm-hmm. These things are prudential decisions. And so I want to withhold that on air because what St. Anne's does and what I want to do and what I do is going to be very different or could be different than the next parish.
Sure.
And so the best thing to do is just to simply approach your pastor and say, what is the best way I can pursue this, you know, with the conflict I have medically? And if he has a charitable priestly heart, he's going to respond well. I do know just at St. Anne's, we have had they don't receive or they'll receive part of it, right? And part of the regular, part of the low gluten. Mm-hmm. And then with bishops, permission in the Diocese of Bismarck, and he's been so supportive also in teaching too. Like I've noticed just in a couple of parishioners that have been at St. Anne's and simply receiving from the cup the precious blood discreetly but still reverently, and so that it doesn't distract from the liturgy or from worship, but it still can satisfy their longing to receive our Lord.
Sure. That really is it. There's that desire to receive, and if they can't, it brings about a lot of suffering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to recognize too, I mean, you know, and probably another interview, but Father Schneider would know certainly much more deeper than I would. But, you know, and we have a certain local law of distributing under one or two species. Mm-hmm. And those things change with the bishop and with the pastors. And so, but I think we'll go to a break here if we could shore that up a little bit, because I want to talk more about Mother Chiara, what the good servants are doing, and Father Schneider's companionship in that, and maybe some leadership in that as well. So we're speaking with Mother Chiara and Father Nick Schneider of the Bismarck Diocese, both at Christ the King School in Mand, and we'll go to a break and we'll be back on Real Presence Live.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network.
So many of us carry such heavy burdens.
Come on, babe. It'll be fun. It's just you and me.
Deep within, we struggle because sin separates us from God. But thanks to the grace of confession, God compassionately listens, forgives, and sets us free. So if it's been a while since you've been to confession or Mass, come home and experience a fresh start. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Hi, I'm Pat Labe from the Our Lady Lakes Council in Spicer, New London, Minnesota, and I'm a knight, have been for at least 12 to 15 years, charter member of our council, and I really believe that for us to build up our church on earth, men gathering together and supporting our priests and religious and working together for the common good, the people around our area and throughout the world. And I believe we need everybody to help. It doesn't take one person. It takes everybody to pitch in and to do the work that needs to be done for the glory of God.
What I love about Real Presence Radio is it seems like whenever I'm struggling with something and I turn on the radio, that seems to be the topic that they're talking about. So thank you, Lord, for Real Presence Radio in my life.
My friend's been trying to convert me for years. I have a long commute, and he told me to turn to Real Presence Radio. After listening to Catholic Answers for about 9 months, I'm happy to say that my wife and I have converted to the faith.
Why Catholic Radio? Because the truth matters. In a world full of noise and confusion, Catholic Radio brings clarity, hope, and timeless teachings of the Church right to your car, home, and phone. It's more than media, it's a ministry. It's daily encouragement. It's answers when you need them. It's Jesus on the airwaves. Support the mission. Visit realpresenceradio.com and click the donate button today. Real Presence Radio, Catholic Radio, because truth matters.
This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Good morning, listeners. Real Presence Live. Karen Zielinski and Father Hochalter. Karen and I were looking at each other because I was acknowledging. So it's really beautiful to, you know, we have to really be blessed on the radio like this, Karen.
Mm-hmm. There, absolutely.
It's one of these things where I could probably name four or five other things as a pastor that I should be doing these 2 hours from 9 to 11. But I get into that first interview and I'm thinking, I could go all day, you know, bring in our next guest. And these two are no different, Mother Chiara and Father Nick Schneider. Both do good work in serving the needs of children educationally through the strategies and the pattern of education of Dr. Maria Montessori. They're both involved in the Montessori School of Christ the King, which has 17 spots available for next year, but 117 are on the waiting list. So good luck.
That is amazing. Yes.
Did you guys catch that? Like, it is incredible. So I want to, Father Nick Schitter, I think we can go to the growth here maybe towards the end of the interview, but the Servants of the Children of Light, Mother Chiara, you're the foundress and Mother Superior. Talk to us about the charism of your order and how that is associated with Montessori education.
Right. So our charism, so we are a public association in the Diocese of Bismarck, and our charism really is to serve Christ in the child through interior life. Of course, is the most important thing, right? To be brides of Christ, united to our Lord, and that way we're able to be fruitful in our mission.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Servants of the Children of Light. A couple of years ago, you were on air, and it was really beautiful what you gave to us. But you could maybe speak to it, and I know Father Schneider could add his. And it's a very unique Servants of the Children of Light.
Sure.
And the very particular aspect of education in the ways of Dr. Maria Montessori. Can you speak to that?
So we could think of it as, well, first of all, it's her desire, the name, Servants of the Children of Light. That's what she desired, a religious order to be called that would carry out her work. But we can think about it. I mean, there's many different ways to come to this conclusion of the meaning of this name. One, of course, is the children of light, those who have received the light of baptism, who are children of God. Also, I was just thinking of this, perhaps it's our way of going to the child and seeing in them Christ living in them, right? We serve Christ in the child. We bring out the light, right, that is already in them. So the inner teacher within them, St. Augustine would say, right? And so we try to connect them with God in their heart to bring about this beautiful transformation so that they can become fully who God created them to be.
And Mother, you're in an atrium. You teach at the school.
Yes, that's correct. I am currently doing the atrium, so Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. My Montessori training is from birth to three, however. But yes, I've been serving at the school for about a decade now.
What is that? It's what is that called in Montessori's mind? The 0 to 3.
It's called assistance to infancy. So we're there really to assist the child and the parents in the first stages of life, which we know is the most important.
And do you have that at Christ the King?
We do indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Wow.
So the infant's room has about six. So they call it the nido, which is nest in Italian, right? Just a place where the child can grow.
It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And so there's about six infants and two adults, one who has her training and an assistant. And then in the toddler room, there's about 12 toddlers, again, with two adults.
Mm. It's overwhelming to
I'd
think.
I'd love to go over there someday.
Well, they always, they're so hospitable.
Really? Oh, cool. Yes.
It always comes out that way. You pique an interest in that. Well, you should come over.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, hold on. I don't. Father Schneider, can you speak to the charism and perhaps the title as well? And I keep forgetting that. In fact, it was in the heart of Dr. Montessori to have a religious order.
Yes.
Yeah. So she began her work really publicly on the Feast of the Epiphany, which, of course, is the day of the revelation of Christ's light, you know. And so this is, I think, a big part of it, you know, is the connection to the Feast of the Epiphany, you know, coming and bringing gifts to the child and adoring the child in a certain sense, certainly adoring Christ. I often think of it, too, in terms of what Mother Teresa said about her work with the poor. She said that we serve Christ in the distressing disguise of the poor. And so I think that, you know, when we're really engaged at the level of the heart, recognizing that Christ is within these children and it's Him whom we're serving within them.
And that's exactly where the drive and the mission comes from. But well said. So is there the future of Christ the King? Is there perhaps building? I know you have an initiative happening right now or in the future with the University of Mary. It's kind of ongoing. The relationship is beautiful in terms of bringing more teachers in and more support that way at the upper levels of education. What is that initiative at the moment with the University of Mary?
It's beginning with training for the 0 to 3, the A to I training, assistance to infancy, that is, and then the 3 to 6 training, 3 to 6-year-olds for primary. And so this May, we are intending to have trainers come in, internationally known trainers who are going to offer under the umbrella of the Catholic Montessori Institute at the University of Mary, but on campus at Christ the King, to offer the diploma course.
Good morning. This is Sebastian from Fargo, and we've been having some technical difficulties. We may not be able to get Karen and Father back on, but I'll just give you a quick preview of the next show. The next Real Presence Live will be Father Dustin Johns and Karen Solinsky again, coming to you live from Bismarck, North Dakota. Their guests will include Father Gerard Braun and Mike Hagstrom from JP2 Catholic Schools, and then some students from St. Mary's Academy will come on to share about Catholic Schools Week in Bismarck. All this and more on Tuesday, January 27th from 9 to 11 a.m. Central on Real Presence Live.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Luke 5, Jesus invites Peter, weary from a night of fruitless fishing, back out onto the Sea of Galilee to cast his nets one more time and trust Jesus for the results. To cast into the deep is to let go of our own opinions, desires, and the way things or people should be. To cast into the deep, even where we have already fished with no results, is to let go of independence, autonomy, and self-determination. The sooner we realize that our Beloved is holding us in His hands, the sooner we can get about the business of doing our Father's will. The sooner we will become disciples. Proverbs sums up this great secret lesson learned by the saints. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. Let go and trust the Lord to direct your activities and your life. He knows what He's doing.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Hey, Google, let's chat with Real Presence Radio. Yep, it's that easy to tune in on all your Google Assistant devices. Just say, play Grand Forks or play 1370 AM to pick your local station. And boom, you've got RPR wherever you roam. Real Presence Radio, now on your Google Assistant gadgets. You can stay informed and connected to Real Presence Radio wherever you are. You've been listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest, highlighting inspirational stories and catechesis in the Catholic faith. Tune in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings from 9 to 11 Central, or listen to the podcast anytime on our Daily Show podcast page at realpresenceradio.com and on the RPR app. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, live on the RPR Network.